A Home Office spokesperson told VOA that a removal of failed asylum seekers would not be automatic. She said an appeal of a ruling against asylum would halt the removal process before it begins. If there was no appeal, she said, the government would encourage those affected to go home voluntarily before being forcibly removed. A Home Office statement said it was pleased by last week's Asylum and Immigration Tribunal ruling dismissing an appeal by a Zimbabwean asylum seeker. She had appealed against being sent back to Zimbabwe. She said she feared persecution for having sought refuge in the United Kingdom. The statement added that the British government has grave concerns about what it called the appalling human rights situation in Zimbabwe and said it continues to press for an end to abuses. It also said refuge for asylum seekers with a genuine need for protection will continue to be given. The ruling caused anxiety among failed asylum seekers who had been awaiting their appeal result. Under British law, a legal appeal results in other similar cases being put on hold while the courts decide. The Asylum and Immigration Tribunal has the same standing in British law as a regular court. Since the appeal was launched in 2005, there have been no deportations of failed asylum seekers to Zimbabwe, except some who had committed crimes or used third country passports to enter the United Kingdom. Derry Hughes Roberts of the Refugee Legal Center, which represented the woman, said the tribunal's ruling contained some positive elements that would allow Zimbabweans who opposed their government to seek refugee status, if not asylum.
In many respects, the ruling is quite helpful, for example, because it accepts that even a low-level supporter of the opposition in Zimbabwe may well be deserving of refugee status. So the decision does not affect the principle that every case should be considered on its own merits. And there's a lot in this judgment to support the individual claim.
But Hughes Roberts said high-profile political activists who could be imprisoned or persecuted for their views or actions stood a better chance of being granted asylum prior to the ruling. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.